This is Bob Larson with your Marketline Report for Thursday, May 31st. Well, the grain market is down Wednesday with soy and corn leading the way. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat also fell very hard. Those double-digit losses with that follow-through selling really looked pretty difficult because they came off a 10-month high just yesterday, and it seemed like just absolutely brought in selling, and it seems like a lot of the investors just want to take the money off the table, so profit-taking ensued, and we got everyone falling over each other, selling left and right, even though we do have still hot and dry weather in the U.S. plains. I think this just tells me that the ebbs and flows of these markets, each month we've had new highs and new lows and big swings. It looks like this is what's going to be here to stay for the rest of the summer.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 14 and a half at 522 and three quarters. July corn was down 6 and a half at 393. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 15 and three quarters, ranging from 665 and three quarters to 690 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 16 and a half, ranging from 756 and a half to 771 and a half. Live cattle for June were up $3 at 106.12 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 357 and a half at 148.32 and a half. And May class three milk was down a penny at 15.17. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.